Okay, let's go to the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament, chapter 25, and verse 8. Chapter 25 and verse 8. Let's see if I can get focused here. That's the number seven Sabbaths of years under thee, seven times 7 years. And the space of seven Sabbaths of years shall be under thee 49 years. That sounds right, doesn't it? You see, when you get to heaven, seven times seven will still be 49, because this word is forever settled in heaven. They don't know nothing about the new math in heaven. That'll be good. That'll fit in with us old folks. Amen. Then I shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the month, of the 7th month, in the day of atonement. Shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. You shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land and all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a Jubilee unto you. And you shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man to his family. Father, in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, Lord, one more time, oh God, that you would pick us up and anoint us and ring us out, Lord, and make us food and drink and strength and spirituality, Lord, to your people. Oh God, feed your sheep this morning, Lord, I pray. Feed your sheep, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, anoint my mind, illuminate me, oh God. Help me, Lord. Jesus' sweet name. You know that I stand here trembling with not an ounce of self-confidence, Lord, but all my confidence is in you. Hallelujah. Lord, stand by me now. Next few minutes, we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had in an old Bible that I used to have in the margin that said Jubilee was a time of shouting. Jubilee meant a time of shouting. And you can always find a history of God's people and what God's people have always been in ages past. Amen. God's people have always been prayers. Amen. God's people call on the Lord. And God's people have always been holiness people. Amen. Because a praying man will quit sinning. Sinning man will quit praying. Amen. Hallelujah. God's people have always been givers. Amen. You just look out. They've always been builders. You know, Noah built an ark. Abraham built an altar. Jesus built his church. Amen. And God's people always leave a place a little bit better than it was when they came. That's just the way they operate. Amen. If they can't build a new building, they'll paint the old one. Amen. They'll pad the pews, or they'll carpet the floor. They'll leave it better than it was when they came. God's people have always been builders. And always. You can look it up. Amen. It's in the history books. I'm like that old sports writer said about Thurman Munson when he got killed in a plane accident. Amen. He said, and Thurman Munson had a lifetime batting average of .345. He said, if you don't believe it, you can look it up. Hallelujah. It's in the record book. Hallelujah. So God's people, you can look it up. Amen. In every generation in the history of the world, God's people have always been builders. Not all God's people, not all people come to church are builders, but all of God's people are builders. Brother Shackerly built a church up in Colorado Springs, about $1 million worth, but he had to go through about 8 different programs to build it. He dug the basement, you know, and sold the gravel, you know, for enough payment for the cement to pour the walls of the basement. We told him one day, he said, Brother Reed, I've never started a building program yet that I didn't lose some people out of my church. See, some of you just don't want to get on the burden and give. Amen. But all God's people do. I'll put it that way. All God's people, they've always been builders. Hallelujah. And one thing I want to deal with this morning, they've always been shouters. God's people have always been loud. Amen. And bold. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the Lord, he's going to come back with a shout. Amen. He's going to have to shout. You know, to raise the dead. What's going to take to raise the dead? I said, well, the trumpet of the Lord's going to sound. And then the Lord, the voice of the archangel, amen. And the trumpet of the Lord going to sound, amen. And the Lord will descend from heaven with a shout.
Hallelujah.
God. So it's a shouting Lord coming out of the shouting people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't shout just to be shouting, though. We shout because of something that's happened to us. I want you to notice two or three things about the year of the Jubilee. The first thing was that all the slaves were freed. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I listened the other day to a man, I think, I forgot just who it was, but he said, all that drugs and alcohol and all that heroin and everything, when I knelt at the altar, said it left me immediately. Not one time did I ever long to go back to that. I believe it was old Alan Autry, you know, that's used to play Bubba on the Safari, you know, from Mississippi. Heat of the night, amen. Old Bubba, well, he got saved, amen. He is the mayor of Fresno, California now. Won by 61% of the vote. Yeah, I saw it on TV. But he said, all that alcohol, all that heroin, all that dope, everything. When I got that altar, immediately, he said it left. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody been bound by sin and alcohol and drugs all down the line, and the less time it takes to tell about it, if you're going to have trouble keeping him quiet, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. He's going to shout. He's going to rejoice. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just to get free, just to be free. Amen. Well, how wonderful it is. Hallelujah. I was coming out of California years ago with my old Cadillac and the trailer house. Amen. I always had a trailer on somewhere. I'm trying to put a trailer on behind me when they take me to the graveyard. Amen. I'll have my RV with me. Amen. But anyhow, I was on a Mount Hood, I think it was. Amen. And I was coming out, and they stopped the traffic because it froze over and it was slick. And so they said, I saw the traffic moving on. I thought, well, it's time to move on, you know. But I got up there. Just before I got to the top of the hill, I spun out. I couldn't go no farther. And pretty soon here come the highway patrolman. I mean the smoky bear. I mean he had on the hat and the pistol and the two-way. And he was a full-grown bear, I'm telling you. And I got out of there and he said, just got four hay trucks off of this curve. And now you're up here. I said, well, I saw the traffic moving, and I thought that y'all would open it up. No, he said, we'll come and tell you when we open it up. I said, okay. So I said, let's see your driver's license. He said, I'm going to call you a AAA. I said, a triple what? Just had three $20 bills. You know, now there goes you on a AAA tow. You know, that'd take care of that. And I was coming from California, plumb back to Oklahoma, you know, on $60. Try that nowadays. So I didn't mind taking my gas money, but that was my eating money too. Boy, you get into my eating money, you really got something. So about that time, an angel of God come in an old Jeep with a big old 2x12 on his bumper. And he said, is that bumper on that trailer strong? I said, man, it would hold an epaulet. An epaulet. An epaulet. And he said to the patrolman, he said, he's just a few feet from the top of the mountain. Said, let me give him a push and get the HELL out of here. And the patrolman said, okay. He said, here, this one's on me. And he handed me back my driver's license. I said, oh, he turned me loose. He turned me loose. He turned me loose. And over the door, he looked at me like I'd lost his mind. Amen. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, feels good to get turned loose. Amen. Feels good to get set free. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, you'll get happy about it. You'll shout. Amen. Hallelujah. All the slaves were freed. All I had to do was listen to that trumpet to sound and that day of atonement, you know. When he heard that trumpet sound, boy, that was a signal. He could throw down his hoe, head for the shade trees and home. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Another thing about the year of the Jubilee, the land was returned to its rightful owner. The mortgage was burned. Now, mortgage is a twofold word, meaning death, grip. That's what they've got on your house is a death grip. That's what they got on your car if you finance it, a death grip. Amen. Mort, the first half of that word is mort, death. You know, mortals, we mortals mean we're subject to death. Morticians deal with death. So the first half of that word is death. The other is grip. Mortgage, grip, death, grip. And that's what they got on you. Amen. And they don't have to turn that loose till the last late charge and the last care and charge, the last interest. And could be any other thing that's contrary to sound doctrine. Amen. They don't have to turn it loose until it's all paid. Amen. Because they've got a death grip. Hallelujah. The mortgage was burnt, and the land was returned to its rightful owner. Hallelujah. That happened every 7 years, too. But then in the 50th year, man, there was two Sabbath years in a row. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's just fulfilled in Pentecost, see, 50, the 50th day of Pentecost. That's why they call it Pentecost. It was called 50 days after the resurrection. Hallelujah. Well, the land was returned to its rightful owner. The death grip was released. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you remember the night the death grip was released on my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I went to see my pastor. He'd be dead in a couple of months. Well, the nurse said he's very disoriented. He won't know you. I walked in. He said, "Hi, Reed." Amen. I said, "Brother Hodge, remember the night I got saved? Boy, we struck fire that night, didn't we?" "Oh, yes," he said, "we did." Began to weep. Hallelujah. Had the mortgage burned. Hallelujah. It'll pay you. Amen. Do you ever pay a mortgage off? Ever get one paid off? How many ever paid a mortgage off? Yeah, that's it. It makes you feel good. Amen. Most of mine were always stamped paid by renewal. Amen. excuse me, but I just about got off my deathbed to be here this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. And so the death grip was released. Hallelujah. 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 I remember they were settling up an old doctor's estate, an old country doctor, you know, made house calls and delivered babies and all of that. He's going through his books, and down there in his ledger, he'd tended to an old farmer and his kids and his family for years. And right beside that old farmer's name, he didn't have any amount. He just wrote under his name, "Just too poor to pay." Just too poor to pay. Amen. I thought while Perry was singing a while ago, he paid a debt he did not owe. Hallelujah. Amen. And God in that great book of heaven had to put under everybody's name that's here this morning, "Just too poor to pay." Reed Gibson, right under my name, "Just too poor to pay." But what Reed Gibson was too poor to do, there was one that was rich enough to do it. Hallelujah. And he had the whale rip in his hand, and he stepped out of heaven. Hallelujah. About 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Took care of the business for me. Hallelujah. Taking care of business. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I never forget on the page, front page of the Pentecostal Evangel, out on the front where it says, "Not by might or by power, but by my spirit." Showed a picture of General Council, I believe, out in Washington or Oregon somewhere. Well, the year before, they had floated a $4 million loan to build a gospel publishing house. Now, this year, they had paid off the gospel publishing house, and the notation was, it was amidst great rejoicing. Sure, burning this mortgage, it was a mortgage-burning deal. Amen. And said, it was amidst great rejoicing that the Holy Brethren was able to burn this $4 million mortgage on the gospel publishing house. Oh, hallelujah. I felt like I knew what they're talking about. Hallelujah. This great rejoicing. This great rejoicing. Third thing that happened, the land and the people all had rest. Amen. They rest for 2 years. Amen. They had the seventh day was a Sabbath, and then the 50th day was another Sabbath. They had two Sabbaths in a row. Man, it was something good. They just come in and just cock them up. Amen. Hallelujah. You know that mortgage deal? I about left out the best part of it, but that's the first bankrupt law. Amen. See that when they said the mortgage wasn't released every 7 years and the land returned to its rightful owner. See, God never intended for man to be shackled with a hopeless debt. I'm telling you, God never intended that. For man to be shackled with a hopeless debt. Hallelujah. And so what man couldn't do for himself, God did for him. Hallelujah. Set him free. Hallelujah. Burn that mortgage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, it's smart for some people to take bankruptcy, but old Joe Blow, that don't have enough sense to balance his checkbook, you know, if he takes bankruptcy, we kind of look down on him. But if Eastern Airlines does it with a battery of 200 smart lawyers telling them what to do, if they do it, well, you know, we think it's all right. Amen. But if an individual, you know, wants to go bankrupt, well, we kind of look askance at him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I always thought, you know, people that let a check bounce, you know, and they'll charge you $30 for every check that bounces. Sometimes you'll have 10 or 15 of them bounce. Amen. Yeah. I'm telling you, some folks going to be in hell over that. Well, they got to make some money somehow, I guess. Hallelujah. But the land and the people had rest. Amen. They rested. Hallelujah. You know, one of the curses of those that take the mark of the beast is that they have no rest day or night. You find that in the 11th chapter of Revelation. They have no rest day or night, and the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and forever. And they have no rest. Some of my most miserable moments have been when I was sleepy and had to drive and had to get to someplace, and I was bound by a schedule, you know. Amen. And you just have to drive. I've driven a lot of miles asleep. That's kind of dangerous to do. But if you have to do it, just put your hand down on the bottom of the steering wheel like this. Then when your head nods, well, you don't move your steering wheel. Remember that. Just put your hand on the bottom and say, if it's up here and you go to sleep, you'll go like that. Put it down here. Brother John used to hear me say that rest may be the blessing of heaven, but work is the blessing of earth. Hallelujah. Oh, have a job and be able to get up and go to work. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God's people need rest, and there remaineth a rest for the children of God. It's fulfilled partially by the born-again experience. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Right. It's fulfilled in a greater measure in the baptism and the Holy Ghost. I'll speak unto this people with a strange tongue, stammering lips, and other tongues while I speak unto this people. And yet for all that, they'll not hear me, Isaiah said. And this is the rest wherewith you'll cause the weary to rest. Hallelujah. 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 Did you know you can rest in the Holy Ghost? Yeah. I've come tired, a church tired, go home rested, haven't you? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's fulfilled again in a greater measure. Amen. When the rapture of the church takes place. Amen. We're going to get to rest. Sit down and rest a little while. I like what the old colored preacher said, the old spiritualist songwriter. Said, the wicked will cease their troubling and the weary will be at rest. And every day will be Sunday by and by. Pretty good, ain't it? Every day will be Sunday by and by. Hallelujah. Oh, we'll get to rest. We'll get to rest. I'll never forget old Brother Charles Chambers. He was an Indian from Oklahoma. Tall, strong, and he's in heaven now. But he said he was preaching for Jacob Filbert down in Fort Worth. And they had this sermon where they would call people up that, you know, had they played like they'd just gone to heaven. And so he called Little Doug up. He's pastoring church out in L.A. now. But said, Doug, what have you been doing since you've been to heaven? Oh, said, I've been down by the river hearing David play that harp. Boy, Daddy, can he ever play that harp? Called another one or two, said, what have you been doing? So I called on old brother Jacob Filbert. He had resigned the pastor, now just sitting back in the congregation. He'd suffered a stroke and was dragging one side. Amen. He'd fought the devil, I'm telling you, tooth and toenail for years and years there in Fort Worth. Amen. Brother Filbert, are you here? And he rises and starts down the aisle, dragging that foot. He said, Brother Filbert, said, what have you been doing since you got to heaven? He said, well, I'll tell you, son. I've been resting. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, do you know God wants you to rest this morning? He don't want you to carry that load that you've got. He don't want you to worry. He don't want you to have anything that'll make you sweat. Amen. He wants you to rest in Him. Hallelujah. Just believe Him and trust Him. Glory to God. Why worry when you can pray? Hallelujah. You don't have to worry. It's a sin to worry. You're not trusting Him. You get stressed out, you're not trusting Him. Yeah, you get uptight, you're not trusting Him. Just relax. 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 Hallelujah. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Well, the musicians will come. I've got one more story, and then we'll close this. I was in Delta, Colorado years ago on Sunday night about 11 o'clock. I was eating a piece of coconut cream pie with Brother Farmer, the pastor, back in his kitchen. And we were sitting there eating, and just he and I. And here old Tony came in, and he said, Brother Farmer, said, Daddy has got a gun out, and he's threatening to kill all of us kids and Mama. And said, we wonder if you would come out and see if you could quieten him down. And he said, well, I sure will, Tony. And he looked at me and said, do you want to go with me, preacher? And I lied to him and said, yes. Hallelujah. But as luck would have it, we went by the police station. The police was there, the highway patrol, the sheriff, the whole armory was there. And we said, us holy rollers are going out here to try to settle a family fuss. Said, we appreciate you, God, with the artillery. We're coming out there pretty soon to check on him. Say amen. And so we went out there. And what it was, old Brother Martinez, he had was a foreman out there in the orchards of western Colorado. And they'd imported some South Texas Mexican labor to gather the fruit. And there was a pretty little Mexican girl made a play for old Brother Martinez. And, boy, of course, it flattered him. He was about in his 50s, you know, and had a smattering of gray hair. Amen. And so he just yielded, you know, and made a mistake. Now, here his wife was, you know, she'd bore him 10 children. And boy, she was hot under the collar. She would not let that man rest. When he was 5 minutes late, she wanted to know where he had been. You know, you run some folks off after they get home, want to know where they've been. You didn't hear that, did you? I said, you run some folks off after they get home, want to know where they've been. One thing about that old man, he never asked the prodigal son where he'd been. He knew where he'd been. Didn't care about that. Had to keep him asking about the money. Me and Mama worked hard for that, boy. Oh, this my son has come home. Yeah. He's come home. Glory to God, he's come home. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But she fussed at him so much that finally he said, well, there's just one way to end this, and I just take the pistol out, kill you, kill the kids, and kill myself. And then maybe I'll have some rest. We got in there, he had his suitcase sitting out in the middle of the kitchen floor. His old straw hat was on the table. It had a sweat come up halfway up the crown where he had worked and sweated in that orchard. And I know you girls find this hard to believe, but he was a good man. God knows such a thing as forgiveness, don't you? What would it do?
Yes.
Without forgiveness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I learned that night that we don't appreciate pastors near enough. He walked right into that hell hole. Amen. Grabbed that old man who had been a deacon in the church. Amen. And folded his big old athletic arms around him. He was a basketball player. Took Brother Martinez in his arms. Brother Martinez, you can't do this. You can't do this. And then I heard that old man from way down inside. Oh, brother, he said, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. Did you know sin will make you tired?
Yep.
Did you know indecision will make you tired? It's a burden you can't bear, hallelujah. It'll eat your lunch, hallelujah. Maybe you're here this morning needing to decide something, amen. I hope before you leave here, you'll find some rest for that, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Well, we found a place to pray. All the kids praying, and Mama knelt by the chair, and we sat in the living room. Finally, they come and knock on the door. It was a highway patrol. Come out to check on us. How you holy rollers are doing? I said, well, I think we just about got this thing whipped. Amen. And what we did, about 2 o'clock that morning, Brother and Sister Martinez buried that old hatchet so deep, they never found the handle again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Several months later, I went back through there, and they sat about 2 seats from the front, worshiping God, hallelujah, loving each other, hallelujah, and restitution had been made. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Stand with me if you will.